In Massachusetts, at least 140 long-term care facilities reported at least one case of COVID-19 as of Thursday, with over 1,200 residents and healthcare workers testing positive for the virus. Outbreaks are underway at two Berkshire Healthcare Systems managed nursing homes in Williamstown and Great Barrington, with at least 10 residents dead and dozens more with confirmed cases. Third Berkshire State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier is the vice chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Elder Affairs. The Democrat spoke with WAMC about measures state leaders are taking to monitor and respond to the pandemic's impact on the elderly.
The Elder Affairs Committee has been actively involved in these conversations. We are getting information from individual communities and the nursing home industry. The nursing home industry has, you know, a number of advocates that work for those facilities on government relations. And, you know, hearing the concerns are really important. So while it might seem like a good idea to empty a nursing home to prepare for the surge so that, you know, post-acute patients could be in a nursing home, we feel it's important to keep nursing home patients in a stable situation because there are tremendous health concerns by moving a frail elder at any time, much less a time when we are in a crisis that keeps them from their families. So we are encouraging not disturbing nursing home patients, nursing home residents. We would like them to stay where they are and for each facility to come up with a robust plan for isolating and quarantining within their own facility.
Is the committee monitoring how Berkshire Health Systems is managing the situation at these two facilities?
So the committee is monitoring them, you know, all of the situations. And it's through the advocacy of the committee that we're looking to get testing done at the facilities for both the residents and the staff. And the work of the National Guard is making progress, getting through, I think it's about 400 nursing home facilities that we have throughout the Commonwealth.
Broadly speaking, have you found that the nursing home industry is following the correct protocols to safely secure the situation?
I think the biggest concern is that the guidance keeps changing. There was a plan to do one thing, and now because of new information on the ground, they change their mind. And because the situation is both unprecedented and so fluid, it has been very difficult to follow for each of these facilities. And Josh, it's really important to understand that layered on all this, we have had for a long time a workforce crisis in our nursing homes, and that is only, the workforce is even more critical shape now. This is a real issue throughout the Commonwealth.
How does the outbreak at the Williamstown Commons stack up to other situations the nursing home industry is facing across the Commonwealth?
What's happening in Williamstown is of great concern because it is, we're going to call it a hotspot, but I hate to say it like that because we're really talking about people's lives and their families. But, this is an issue, just like Holyoke Soldiers Home is an issue. We need to figure out what's happening there and make sure we do everything we can to get that facility the assistance that it needs. Be able to give that support to nursing homes throughout the Commonwealth. And I think it's important to point out that there was a nursing home in Wilmington that the plan was to distribute the patients surrounding nursing homes so that they could have that facility available for post-acute patients. But they decided in the abundance of caution to check to see, you know, to test each one of those residents to make sure nobody was COVID positive. They had no indication there was any COVID positive patients in that nursing home. And out of the 98 residents, 51 of them tested positive. So just like in the general population, but it's just, you know, more urgent than that because it's seniors, the reason there isn't more positive cases is because there isn't enough testing happening. So if we tested people in all these nursing homes, we would find more positive cases. We would find significant numbers of positive cases.
So what is the state doing to sort of rally to that challenge? Like, given that you've acknowledged it, I mean, and it's, you know, some of the most vulnerable folks in our community, what's sort of happening right now to change that dynamic?
Right. So as I mentioned before, there is a rollout of a, you know, pretty robust system of the National Guard going from nursing home to nursing home to do testing throughout the nursing home. So I believe the number is there are 45 National Guard members who are part of these teams, and they're able to, you know, test a whole facility at one time as opposed to bringing one resident out to a testing site at a time. And so we're being able to gather that data quickly. Then there is further guidance from the Massachusetts Command Center through Secretary Sutter's of how to separate the patients and the staff and try to do everything we can to mitigate the spread within the facility.
Is there sort of a timeline or next step for the committee's efforts to carry out these processes statewide?
It's important to remember that, you know, as a legislature, so we're a committee in the legislature, we wouldn't be executing the plans. The command center is executing the plans, and our role is to be, in touch in particular with this constituency of the nursing homes, their families, the administrators, the workforce, to be able to bring that information to the command center and advocate for what we think the best course of action is.
Outside of the elderly community, are there other communities that you're watching closely during the crisis?
Yeah, so I think it's really important that we understand that there is congregate care also with our foster youth, with our disability community, and we need to be sure that anybody in congregate care, whether they be the residents or the workers, are well protected, and that we get the resources to those facilities urgently. Because it's just going to, the more we do to mitigate the spread, the better we're going to be able to deal with the surge that's coming.